Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Brink of JBS Five Rivers Cattle Feeding. We're back with Tom after this.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
It was an excellent program at this year's Wheatland Stocker Conference held recently in Enid. One of those speaking, Tom Brink of J&F Oklahoma Holdings Incorporated. Brink is the president and COO of the cattle ownership arm of Five Rivers Cattle Feeding with JBS. They have 12 feedlots, 950,000 head capacity, annually marketing up to 2 million finished cattle. Tom Brink was talking about this whole concept of risk management. And he says a good bit of risk management is all about managing your mental state of mind.
Well, one of the biggest challenges in risk management is that we have to make decisions. And we know very quickly, because the market goes up or down, whether those decisions are right or wrong in the short run. And that's kind of hard to stomach for a lot of people. And you really have to be ready to be wrong. Nobody likes to be wrong in their decision making, but sometimes those decisions that we make look wrong in the market the very next day or within a few weeks or whatever. And we have to be willing to make a decision and really make it for the right reasons. And then even if the market continues to go, give us more opportunity, and we miss some opportunity because we hedge too low, you know, we have to be able to deal with that mentally. And I think the whole key to that is really having a sound thought process as you make a hedging decision. Have a target price in mind that allows you to lock in some profit, and then hedge the cattle or hedge a percentage of the cattle. And then if the market continues to go up, you may not have captured all of the price opportunity, but you did lock in a good profit.
You also talked a little bit about the fact that this is a kind of a different market we're dealing with than ever before, that things are happening so quickly that things, you know, opportunities pop up, they vanish almost instantly.
That's exactly right, and we have to be willing to make decisions in that kind of a fast-moving environment. So when those profit opportunities are there, we have to be willing to step out, make a decision to jump on those opportunities when they're there, because they may not last long. There's a lot more external influences in this market. I mean, the macroeconomic situation in the U.S. as well as globally is huge in terms of how our markets move from day to day. We've never seen that. We've never seen the degree of connectivity between our cattle market, the grain market, and worldwide financial markets like we're seeing today. And so that changes the complexion. It makes the environment more volatile, and we have to be willing to think that way and understand that that's the way the market's acting and be willing to deal with it.
Talking about some of the concepts of risk management that he shared at this year's Wheatland Stocker Conference, Tom Brink with Five Rivers Cattle Feeding. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans now to attend the 14th annual Pollard Sale, Sunday, August 28th at the Ranch, Waucomas, Oklahoma. 122 heads will sell as 92 Angus lots, including donor dams, heifer calf pregnancies, spring ET heifer calf prospects, fall ET yearling heifers, spring bred heifers, spring pairs, and fall bred cows and heifers. Check out the sales catalog online at nationalcattle.com/salescatalogs or call 580-758-3818 for more information.
Quick reminder, previous Beef Buzzes up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.